Resume recording. Okay, fine. Tov, so we're still in the Hagdama and will be for a while. So it's a long Pirkei Psicha. We said last week that the Ikat Tfila, the on Yud Gimel, that the Ikat Tfila is Rilargish Oimed Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'metzias Rilargish Kirvose. We understand the ikat tefillah is when you're talking to somebody, you should be real with the fact that you're talking to them. That's a basic requirement of a conversation. If I'm talking to you, I at least know that I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to a wall. So that's the ikat tefillah, is he feels that he's standing in front of a kodesh baruch hu b'metzias, and he feels his closeness. So that's, and we understand that that's where the avoid is. That's the hardest thing in the world, to concentrate on the words, to understand the words, to understand the depths that you can do, but to stand there and feel real with the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a hard avoider. I don't know if Eli was around when I told the Maisa. If you heard this, you'll stop me. But it's important on this Nakuda just to get a sense that it's Shaykh today. How many people it's Shaykh for? I don't know. But the Rav Don was traveling somewhere. And they had a stopover. So at the airport, they decided to get a daven. I don't know what it was. Shachris, Ma'ariv, Mincha, Lo Mashane. But he was in the middle of Shmone Esre. You heard the story, Eli?
No, I remember. No,
I told it in one of the body. I told them. My mama's blew away by this mice. It's good to listen to it, especially here. So he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Everyone finishes davening, and the announcement comes: please get on the plane. The plane's taking off soon. Everyone has to get on the plane. And Rav Don's davening. He's davening. Lo mitiyaches. So it was getting a bit nerve-wracking.
Rav told that recently. I remember that now.
You're the mice. Yeah. Oh, very good. So he you see from that maisa that what he was real with his he was busy talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yakashelo to say goodbye to Hashem. He was in the middle of talking to Hashem. So that's obviously the ideal. That's where we want to get to. That's where we want to try and achieve. That's where we're working to, because that's the ikof tefillah. And as he said, we saw this last. We might go through this paragraph again just to put into perspective, because this is really the central theme of everything. On Yud Gimel. There's a fantastic translation of the Sefer, Eli. I know Shmuel's got it. If you're interested, it's called Gateways to Prayer. It might be an art scroll. I don't know who did it. Feldam, I don't know who published it. It's a fantastic piece of work. The translation is absolutely fantastic. Oh. They took 120 pages and turned it into 400 pages. That cost a fortune. Cost over something like $50,000 to do that translation. It's fantastic. Okay. So let's look at Yud Gimel again. Ikra tefila shehi shehu lahargish oimed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'metzias ulahargish kivose. It's to feel, not intellectually think about it. Anyone can think I'm standing in front of Hashem, but to feel that you're standing in front of Hashem, and to feel His closeness. U'kashe metziyuse v'kivose yisbarach he metzias mamshis v'lo pachot mikol metzias pshuta ha'mokeris lanu. And that His presence, His reality is no more than any other reality in the world. You're sitting on a chair, so you don't have any imuna problems that you're sitting on a chair. So to feel Hashem like that, He always used to say real. It has to be real. When He was talking in Hebrew, He used to say, atem yudim maze real, real. Like this table is real, that's how it has to be. Okay, so we hear the words of Od rachok mimenu. That takes a lot of practice. A lot of practice until that becomes part of your natural position. All the different Ruchnias Dika foundations in Tfila that the Mesilis Yishorim brings. Says the Mesidus Yeshua, when Shloisha Dvarim Tzarech, she is stuck ala Adam, he is born in Haitiv, Kadesha Gir, El Zoy Sagira. The three things that a person has to look at and think deeply about, well, in order that he can come to this Yira. He's talking about Yira. Ha'echat Shu'aymed Mamash Lifnei Avodas Yisbarach Shmoy, V'noise V'noisen Imoy. Your mama is standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you're dealing with him. There's a give and take here. There's a dialogue. There's a conversation. There's a negotiation. Obviously, our eyes don't see it. The human eye can't see that. That is very, very difficult, more than even trying to create a picture in your head. There's no, none of the senses help with that at all. Mishu bal seichel nachon. Somebody is a bal seichel nachon. I don't know what it is, because I don't know. Do you know if you're a bal seichel nachon? You have to know what a seichel nachon is, first of all. B'ma'at his boinenus, with a little bit of thinking, a little bit of meditation, v'simas lev, and paying attention, yoichel likvoye b'liboy amatas hadova. You can establish in your mind the truth of this matter. With a bit of meditation, a little bit of thought, nothing major, but you need to first have a seichel nocha. How he's dealing mamish, like I'm talking to your friend, like you're talking to Hashem. Not benavuah, not Moshe Rabbeinu. That's nevuah. We're not talking about nevuah yet. We long before nevuah. Ulefanov who mitchanen, who miitoy, who mevakesh, that to Hashem that your tachaninim are going, and it's him that you're requesting from. V'yisbarach shmoi mazin loy umakshiv l'dvaro. Hashem is Baruch Shmoy, he's listening to him and he hears what he's saying. That's what you have to know real. When you're talking to a friend, it is listening to you. That's rare today as well, by the way. When you're talking to your friend, he's actually listening to you. That's very rare today, even in chavrusas. Two people are learning Torah together. Who says they're listening to each other? Sometimes you hear them talking to each other. You know that they're not listening to each other. When the one chavrus is talking, the other guy's listening to himself. He's not listening to what the chavrus is saying. He's thinking about what he's going to say as soon as the chavrus stops. Lo b'mesh, they avoid a kashet, to know how to listen properly. V'achas shehikva zeh b'daitoy, after this has been established in his das, tzarech sheyizboinan al roima musa yisbarach. Afterwards, when that's all fixed, then you have to think about how transcendent Hashem is, how elevated he is. Ashehu meroime v'nizkav al kol brocha v'tila. There's no words that you can use to bless or praise Hashem. He's way above all of that. Al kol min yishleim v'shetuchel machshev v'seinu lidmusa lahavi. V'oid tzarech sheyizboinan al shiflus ha'odem v'pichususoy. Then you have to think about the shiflus of Adam. V'chifrom chriyase v'gasusoy. Because of his being immersed in this physical gashmistika world. And how much more so the sins that a person's done in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. So the Mesilas Yeshorim Perek Yud Tes, a lot of that's way beyond us. About just the Rayon. The Rayon, that's what he's talking about. So that's got something to do with me. Maseilas Yesharim always bothered me when you open up Maseilas Yesharim, you ask yourself, who did he have in mind when he wrote the Sefer? Who was he talking to? When you read this, you don't understand who he was talking to. He wasn't talking to me yet, that's for sure not. I mean, this is way beyond anywhere where I'm holding. And I'm trying to think who he had in mind. He was holding there the Ramchal a little bit. But when he wrote this, who did he think was going to read this? Okay. Continues the Machaber. Lassi calls ze Yosef Masha Tzarech Shis Amek Vizlav Betara Salev. You might think so. What you need to do this, you have to understand this deeply, and you have to mislav, and you have to purify your lave. That's all part of the avoid, and chon, that is part of it. But more than that, more important and a better path is Tzarech Litragel B'dvarim Eilu Lachshov Bem. More important than the Yislaivus and the Taras Alev and all the, what you need to do is just practice. You need to be margalim zeh. You have to think about it. You have to talk about it. You have to think about it. It has to be something that becomes part of your day-to-day existence. It starts sinking in, and then when you come to daven, you start sensing it a little bit, and then you grow it. That's what it is. It's training. You want to become a long-distance runner, the dugma. So for sure, you can sit in front of the computer and you can look at all the different scientific studies they've done and the best shoes to wear. And you can learn all the amkus of it and you can get very excited and motivate yourself and go for motivational psychology classes, whatever. But at the end of the day, you have to get out there on the road and you have to practice. You can sit at home the whole day learning about all the different weights you should be pushing, the exercise you should be doing, and the aerobics and those. And he's very sophisticated today, how they do these things. Well, if the guy doesn't get off his seat and go outside and start running, the law's there. The same with us. We can be oimek and we can learn and we can get very motivated and nislav and excited. But if you don't start practicing, in the betochen vad, we talk about that all the time. We have to practice. And when you do that, Hashem, you get Seyatid Yishmai, but Derech Sha'orim Reitza Loylech Molichim Oysa. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kvitzes the derech there. V'chein kamo b'limud HaTorah. Same as in learning. Person stands, he starts learning. Zekasheh. What does the Gemara mean? What was the Havamina? What's Rashi saying? Tosfos, I'm not even, no clue. But he sits and he battles and he struggles. But pitom, he starts getting understanding way beyond the effort that he made. But if all he would do is spend the whole day learning about how to learn, he would never learn. He has to actually sit down and start breaking his head and struggling and battling and getting a swara wrong and getting chat wrong and being embarrassed because he, and then you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to the party and he opens it up. So too with tefillah. Therefore, first of all, a person has to acquire bekias, a broad understanding, a broad range of the details of avodas tefillah, she idea kala yechole lahaknot lo mispar rav shel tefillas toivos. With a little bit of effort, with a little bit of acquisition, you can acquire enormous amounts of good tefillas. Because the reward is much greater than the effort. So a person starts, you work. So he gives a dugma. He gives an example. Dugma lakach yidu mi kisva arizal. The Rizal speaks about this, Goin speaks about it, that the Chazorus Hashatz has many milers in terms of Hilchas Tefillah, not Hilchas Tefillah, in terms of Tefillah, the power of the Tefillah much more than the silent Shmoneh Esrei. There's a difference between these two types of Tefillahs. You can't even compare the difference of the levels. The Gemara in Brocha says, if a person davened and he wasn't answered, yachzov yitpalel. So we understand, what does that mean? Daven again. You davened, you didn't get answered, so daven again. Says the Goyin, no. Says the Goyin, dahainu chazorah sashatz. You davened, you weren't answered, so there's chazorah sashatz. That's the chazorah yitpalel. The bo tolu, Anias HaTfilah, because that's where the answering of the tefillah is lying. Well, then Nema, Hein Kel Kabir Lo Yamas. The tefillahs, Kel Kabir, the tefillahs aren't discarded by him. It's talking about Chazorus Hashatz. The Doshul Chazal, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'ez B'Tfilosen Shel Rabim. The Chazorus Hashatz B'Mulchusi Hi Tefillah Shel Tzibur. What is Chazorus Hashatz? It's a tefillah of the tzibur. The tefillah of tzibur has an enormous power. Remez v'lekol zehu ma she tefillah amida choyve she yitye balachash. The remez to this is that the silent Shmoneh Esrei has to be silent. Chazorus Hashatz b'kol ram. Why is that like that? She tefillah alachash roev yukrosoi ki ka adam hamachbi yalom yaka she lo yiftochu nisti mimenu. The silent Shmoneh Esrei is like a precious diamond that you hide away. You don't want the Ganevim to know about it, and they'll come and they'll chop it from you. Chazorus Hashatz is such a high level that the Ganevim don't have access there. The king wants to wear a precious jewel in his inner chamber. He's not worried about Ganevim chopping it. Because it's in the Ganavim don't hang around in the king's inner chamber. The same with Tfilas Chazorus Hashatz. It's way above where the Yetzirah can come on and chop it. שכבר עמדו בדוויקס כל כך להמלך, עד שאין כאן יויסה שום סכונה מכוי חזורים. ואין כאן שום חשש שיכתופו את התפילס הנוירס האלה. There's no concern that the sot will come along and grab these תפילס, because the דוויקס of the קדוש ברוך הוא is so powerful at that stage. Now that we know this, let's look at our chazoris hashas. What does it look like? Shmona Esrei, my own Shmona Esrei, putting a lot of effort and a lot of time and I work and I'm building, whatever. Chazoris hashas, whatever, beset it. Says you're a levy, you've got an excuse to leave shul straight away. You can go because you're washing the hands. Even if there are no kohanim, you're standing outside waiting for the kohen who's not coming to wash hands and you're walking around, you look at the notice board. It's a chazoris hashas. What does a chazoris hashas look like? Some people are learning, they're looking, they're walking. So Rachman is talking about someone who's talking to you, chaz v'chalila. Well, where's the avoid in the chazoris hashas? V'nei Rabbi Meitanu, many of us, shelo yedua lehem zoi sayedir. We don't know this. It was a chiddush to me. I didn't know that. Chazoris hashas is for the people who don't know how to daven. So Chazal were koveya that for the people who don't know how to daven, so the chazan davens and his yoitzi them. Today, we don't really know why we do chazoris hashas, because everyone knows how to daven, but you know, minag abosenu biyadeinu, vaita. That's why chazoris hashas is really, whatever. It's a bit of an irritation because Lavais, it's I've already davened out of being yoitzi, and I don't need the chazan to be yoitzi me, and it's some kind of miga, and minag abosenu, we have chazoris hashas. Yofi gavaldik. Comes on the Rizal, and he's magala something to us with a goy, and that there's something else going on here. Mashu, the opposite of what we thought, which was often the case. Opposite. V'inei Rabbi Meitanu shelo yudua lehem zoi sayedia. Chazoris hashasi etzlam lechatchila zman hamayod la'ayn beiz a sefer. Ustam zman mubuzbaz. Chazoris hashas, it's a time to learn, or it's a time to, whatever, it's not a waste of time. Because I've already davened. A person go through 70, 80 years and not have had kavon in chazoris hashas not even once. He's hearing the brochas and he's saying bruchu bruch shmo omein. Not really relating to what's being said. He's not thinking about what's being said. The bakoshes, the shvachos, because it's poshut mechusi yedir. He's not because he's a Rosha. He just doesn't know. He thinks like I always thought. I've been Yoitzi. This is for the people who don't know how to be Yoitzi. And if everybody has been Yoitzi, so then it's done. Whatever that is, we don't really understand what it is, but that's what we do. That's office policy, and you don't change office policy. That's Chazoris Hashas. No, we just don't know. Because they push it, mechoisi yadir, mechoisi chinuch, vehergel, beprati mehalchei atfila, vesugol oseya. We just don't know how important it is. Moshe l'mi shekona mechonit, v'noise bo kol yomov behiluch rishon. You get a guy buys a car, not automatic, it's called gear, whatever, you know, stick shift, whatever you want to call it, yeah? Manual. And he drives the whole time in the first gear. No one told him that there's other gears, you can change gears. He doesn't know they can go more than 30 kilometers an hour. Just change into gear 2, you get to 50. By the time you're in gear 5, you're going 150. He's driving his whole life in first gear, 30 kilometers an hour. He thinks that's the purpose of the car. He doesn't understand how everyone else is driving so fast. He bought a car that can only go 20 kilometers an hour. Or Raya, it doesn't go faster. He's very happy with it because actually he's going faster than he was when he was walking or riding his bicycle. So he upabsut. Upamim tavetz ma'od umagia ad 40 kilometers per hour. Sometimes he really pushes himself hard with the car and he gets it to go to 40 kilometers an hour. Vereba zeh mamash, he's sigat tzu, wow, he's now he's mamash, he's flying. Just hopes the police aren't there. Avo be'emes haroi yovin shekachoy soya ha'amitim v'nifloim shalam chonit, stumim v'chatumim b'fonov. Somebody understands, has a look at this guy and says, "But you don't know what you're doing. It's all locked off and hidden from you." Because it's just he's missing a little bit of information. He's just somebody just never showed him that there's, you know, there's how to change gears. Very easy, he could learn about how to do that. He can add enormous power to this car and save a lot of delic as well, by the way. It gets easier. But, you know, the faster you're going, the less effort the car's using, if you noticed. It's quite interesting. When you're going at 20 kilometers out in first gear, you're using much more delic than you're going 120 kilometers an hour in fifth gear. But that's an excellent marshal, marvelous marshal. That's us. We're trantering along in tefillah in first gear, thinking we're doing fantastic, because every now and again, we do get to 40 kilometers. We do have a nice oven. And if I will tell you, yeah, but what did the Arizal say? You tell me, yeah, but it's beyond me. I'm not a racing driver. And Formula One. It'll be shvili. No, we'll just show you how to drive your little trant, then you'll see you'll be able to go very fast. The same with tefillah. That's what we're hoping to find out here. Eitzes on how to take a tefillah to a whole new world. The advice, the eitza, ikarit, primary, of how to go up step by step in our tefillah and to achieve the kavonas that we are trying to achieve, that are the correct kavonas, this is a big, big yesod. And it's poshut, but we never think about it. When do we put work into tefillah? When we're davening. Avodas tefillah is during tefillah. Yeah, we have time to learn hilchas tefillah. Maybe we have a share in halacha, whatever. But the avoda that we do in tefillah, we do during tefillah. I'm working on my tefillah during tefillah. When you're davening, there's enough work to be done. When you're davening, you're supposed to be davening. You're supposed to put in all your koichas into the davening. That takes a lot of work. That's not the time to add koyach or to improve or to work on taras halev betfila. There, a person has to set aside time, Baruch Hashem, like we've done. First, you have to learn the halachas. You learn Hilchas Tefillah, Zeh Oseh Et HaMarechet. That puts the whole system into place. You know what the rules of the game are. And now, to take the next step, to set aside time outside of Tefillah, to work on Tefillah, to do what we're doing now. We know. Mitzino etzel Avram Avinu, the Rashi, the Embraces, Yud Ches Chav Gimo, she yishne tfile, she yikemo milchoma. Ubil mochoma hare poshut lekol, she ika atzlocho tolu bahachona hakodemes lo. I'm not sure which Rashi is referring to. Have a look at it afterwards. Rashi Embraces, Yud Ches Chav Gimo. The tfile is some kind of a milchoma. Now we understand that in a melchom, if you want to be matzliach, you have to prepare properly. Ulechen yitochen lageshes limelchom avarak az b'sha maise litkanen es oifne halachim ulechaded hacharovois sherei bein kach ubein kach yidga ba'oif. When you get into the war, when you're in the battle, that's not the time to start preparing tochniots and plans and training. You have to train and prepare plans before you go into the war. If not, you're probably not going to be too successful. When you take your three steps back for Shemoneh Esrei, that's when you're busy getting yourself worked up and starting to think about how to daven. It's not going to work. Now's not the time to start preparing how to daven. Now's the time to daven. Now's the time to get in there and daven. The work, the preparation, the achana, the planning, that has to happen before. That's poshut. I think everybody understands that. The great musicians, the great sport players, if they would only start training when the game starts, it's a late. You have to train before the game, so when you get on the field, you can play. Ba'itza b'zeh. So what's the eitza? Ki lilmod b'svarim u'bama'amorim. have to learn Svarim and Mamorim Chazal, that arouse a person in Kavona Betfila. Likva itim v'zmanim kvuim leze. Kva itim leze, however much it is, it's 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, an hour a week, whatever it is, but it's got to be kvias. V'lilmod etz ha-mamorim b'cheshek u'b'yisfa'ilus ha-nefesh. It's a simple musa, simple, but it's the musa derech. Take a maimon chazal, take a posuk, take something that connects with you and work on it and learn on it. V'yisfa'ilus ha-nefesh. V'loishi hez hefsek. Zman gadol bein ha-limudim. There shouldn't be big gaps between the limudim. Every day, a few minutes. Better to do 5 minutes a day than to do an hour once a week. Fine, yeah, we work half an hour a week. Well, each person on his own, find a bit of time here and there. Take a posuk, take a mama chazal, we'll pick some up here as we're learning the sefer. Hopefully he'll give us etzes, and take them and work on them and learn them like you learn a musa maima. The way Rabbi Sol Salanta wanted us to do it. Oh, here it is. He's bringing straight from the O Yisrael, from the Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Yisrael. He said that's one of the main reasons why, the main reason why learning mamorim that are supposed to change us don't really do what they're supposed to be doing, because there's a big gap between the limudim. But sarich, there needs to be retzifus. There needs to be consistency. What that consistency is, one every day, a few minutes a day. Maybe before tefillah, just after tefillah. When a person finds time to do it. You know, somebody once told me, I'm trying to think who it was, I can't remember. He used to spend 3 minutes before each tefillah on a certain maimah chazal. That was Mo'eri him in tefillah, 3 minutes before every tefillah. Well, sounds like nothing. But that's the Pisku Pesach Kuchudu Shalmachat. That's the pinprick. He said he's davening. I know it was. I know exactly what it was. Yeah, you watch him today. His tefillah is a Mo'eri. Yeah. Each person according to what works for him. V'limdunu Rabbeinu b'kabbalah mi'agrozal u'mirizal salantazal. You don't have to find a new one every week. According to the Goyen, according to Rabbi Sol Salanta, it's good to repeat the same thing. Take one thing and work on it and work on it and work on it and work on it. It's not that you don't have to go on to the next one quickly. Take one thing and work it. It's like that water dropping on the stone. You find a ma'achem, a chazal, or a shtikl musa, or something in a sefer, or you heard something on a shir, but it touches you. You go, oh wow. Take it, hold on to it. Go over and over until that thing gets entrenched in your heart. You see, the Yetzirah comes along and says, what are you going to be? You're going to be stuck with one little ma'achem chazal the rest of your life? There's a whole shas out there. You're going to get busy. So you take the Maimon Chazal, you do it quickly, then you move on. It doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work, because it's, you know how long you have to drop water on a stone for? But if you do that, when the water eventually goes through, it makes a big, big hole. You get much more than the effort you put in, because that's, you open the pinprick and Hashem opens for you big things. There's the Yetzer Hara there, and that's the Ikar Avod in Musa. Take one thing and work it and work it and work it and work it and work it. When you do that, wherever you are, you're walking, you're going, yeah, you're waiting in the bank, you're driving somewhere, you're lying in bed, that Maima Chazal is pounding like a bell in your head. And then it never gets lost from your memory. When he stands up to daven, that consequence of working on that maim is there automatically. It's there waiting for him. Become part of your teva. Then you'll daven properly. But if you're waiting to get to your shtender, then you're going to rev yourself up to have kavana. We've all done that. it doesn't work. The law oved. So we have to do something before we daven to prepare ourselves. So when we get into the ring, we at least got the boxing gloves on. It's too late putting on the boxing gloves when you're in the ring already. You've got to get it before. Okay. Tov. We have what to think about this, that's a shame. Not for the light-hearted. Yeah, you have to be. No, first you have to want this, and second, well, it's to prepare a mashke. It's not a lot of time, but we know the Yetzirah doesn't let us do this. That's how we know choshev it is. Sounds like nuts. What's the problem? So I'll go find a Maamar Chazal. I'll look through. I'll find a nice Maamar Chazal that resonates with me, gives me the idea that I want. Because who doesn't want to daven? Who doesn't want to feel real with Hashem? We all want it. Yeah, it's pashut. You're giving me an eight, say how to start doing it, and it's so simple. 3 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day. You can do it while you're driving, while you're walking to shul in the morning, just meditating, thinking, playing with this Maamar Chazal in your head, working on it. It's very simple, 5 minutes a day. So of course I'll do it. And yet the Yetzirah won't let you do it. Because he knows the value of it better than we do. That's why he puts in all his effort to stop you doing it. Why is it so hard to learn 5 minutes Musa every day consistently? Consistently, five, not reading Musa, I'm talking about learning Musa the way Rabbi Sol wanted it. The same idea, take a Maamar Chazal in the area you're working on and work it 5 minutes a day. The version says if you do that, your whole life will change unrecognizably. No, so Poshut, who wouldn't do that? So then we don't do it because the Yetzirah doesn't lend you, not ten lana, because he understands how Choshut that is. So then we have to, first of all, recognize how Choshut it is by seeing how your Yetzirah fights you very hard not to let you do it, and then start doing it because okay, we have to machazik each other as we go through this bain zman. During this bain, it's easy. Aval pause, it's not kol kach pashut. So, b'zrat Hashem, we'll be matzliach. A good chaydesh, a good nerev Shabbos, and let's Hashem we'll meet.
Thank you, thank you. Good Shabbos.